Welcome to the Essay Files. This is your host, Bogus Bird. And with me today, he is as cuddly as a cactus, as charming as an eel. He is the smoothest head in podcasting, Crazy Cat. What's going on,
Hello,
dude?
Hello, ladies and gentle dudes. It's good to be back. What's up? Feels good to be back.
First episode of the reboot. Good sir.
Oh, yeah.
Good sir, yes. New format, new art, new music. Loving it. Loving it. So first up on the agenda, we're going to do some news. News section. Every week, we're going to start reading an interesting article. Something that we find interesting. Something that I find interesting. Something that you find interesting.
Actually, we're going to make it a segment. And that will be called the news. Since I'm going to try and maneuver, we're going to call it the muse. Get it?
The muse. Okay. Is that spelled how I think it's spelled? The M-E-O-W-S?
Yep.
Isn't that just meows? Jesus. All right. Okay. The muse. We got muse today. So, I don't know if you've heard any of this just yet, but let me read something to you. So, according to Variety, Ana de Armas fans' lawsuit puts studios at risk over deceptive trailers by Gene Mad At Us. This guy's really mad at us. He's that he named himself Mad At Us. So
that's when you know you're pissed.
Exactly, right? Let's see. Mm-mm. Movie studios can now be sued for deceptive or misleading trailers. Movie studios can be sued under false advertising laws if they release deceptive movie trailers, a federal judge ruled on Tuesday, December 27. U.S. District Judge Stephen Wilson issues a ruling in a case involving Yesterday, the 2019 film about a world without the Beatles. Two Ana de Armas fans filed a lawsuit in January alleging that they had rented the movie after seeing the Armas in the trailer, only to discover that she was cut out of the final film. Universal sought to throw out the lawsuit, arguing the movie trailers are entitled to broad protection under the First Amendment. The studio's lawyer argued that a trailer is an artistic, expressive work that tells a three-minute story conveying the theme of the movie and should thus be considered non-commercial speech. This is a long-ass article. So
yeah.
I'm going to link this article in the comments. You can feel free to check it out. But yeah, that's basically the gist of it. These guys saw the movie trailer for this movie, and they saw an actress in there. And in the final movie, she wasn't in there. What do you think about that? What are your thoughts? Should people be able to sue people over a trailer?
Honestly, that surprised me. People are suing over everything. You're gonna step on someone's toe, they'll sue you. You look at them wrong, they'll sue you. So it doesn't surprise me. Do I think it's stupid? Yeah. I can't remember. My memory is horrible, but I know there's been other movies that have shown certain things in the trailer and there's nowhere to be seen in the actual movie. So yeah, it's happened before, but no one ever been sued over that. So I just think, I don't have a whole lot to say about that. I just think it's just dumb to sue somebody over. That's just me.
Yeah.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man.
Like I said before, again, there's been movies, plenty of movies, that have actually promised something or shown something in the trailer, and it never shows up.
Yeah, there's quite a few that I can recall.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll give you an example.
No one's suing anybody over it.
Here's one that you watched the Infinity Wars, right? The Avengers movie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Okay, I don't know if you will remember this, but in the original trailer, there's a part where all the Avengers are in Wakanda. Remember where they have that force field in Wakanda? And then when it comes down, there's a huge army outside, and there's a big battle going on. Okay, in the trailer, you clearly see the Hulk there. He's just smashing, he's ripping people apart, he's fighting, he's helping the Avengers, he's in this war. in the movie, the Hulk was not there. It was Bruce Banner in that Hulk Smasher Iron Man suit. Do you remember?
Mm.
Misleading. Mm. That shit didn't happen. Can people sue them over that, or should they be able to?
They probably would.
I guess there's different sides to it, dude, because, like, I've read into this a little bit. I read the whole article. I read some comments from people who posted on there. And there's kind of two sides to every coin, right? And, like, for example, that movie that I just gave you, The Infinity War, they were comments saying that in this trailer, the Hulk was there to throw people off the scent, to not give spoilers away. That way, they don't give away everything in the movie. I mean, it's not the first time that Marvel does something like that. They put stuff in the trailer that doesn't show up.
That's very true. Okay. Very true.
But, I mean, but that I don't feel like that takes away from it, right? Like, I don't, that's not exactly the same thing.
No. It's just something added in there. I don't spoil them, but at least for me, and they were spoiling
the movie. Yeah, it's right. I don't think so either. But I guess that is different to that Yesterday movie where they showed an actress in the trailer, and then she wasn't in the movie at all. They just completely cut her scenes. I guess that is misleading. Some people do go to watch certain movies for certain actors, and if that actor doesn't show, then, I mean, I can see how someone could feel misled or misdirected. Like, I wanted to go watch this movie to watch this actor or this actress, and then they're not there. You were lied to.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. As I mentioned before, people go to the movies to watch certain actors. And yeah, if I'd be pretty pissed. Like, let's say one of my favorite actors was promised to be in a movie, and I went over there, and all of a sudden they're gone, and they're the only reason I went to that, then yeah, I'd be pretty pissed. And you're going to keep, I don't know, I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong to do that. And yeah, it would piss me off, so I understand. I understand people getting mad. Again, I wouldn't sue anybody over it, but I would probably be mad.
Right.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
But, you know, there are a lot of passionate fans out there, right? Like, okay, here, I'll give you another example. Maybe it's a different situation. Have you seen that movie Bullet Train?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it. I've seen the preview for it, and I've heard people talk about it.
Yeah, so I finally watched it. It's out on Netflix now, and I finally watched it. And I remember watching the trailer to that, and I saw that rapper, Bad Bunny, he's in that movie. And I happen to know that Bad Bunny got casted as a villain in a future Spider-Man spinoff movie. Okay. So me, as a fan of the Spider-Man franchise, I was kind of like on the fence about it because I don't know Bad Bunny as an actor. I know he's a rapper. I know he's done some other projects. But as an actor, I don't know what kind of chops he's got, right? Like, I'm not really familiar with it. So I saw him in the trailer and I was like, oh, cool. I can see Bad Bunny as an actor and see what he's got. I watched Bullet Train and he's in that movie for literally, dude, maybe like 2 minutes. He's in there for 2 minutes. And it was not enough. For me, it was not enough.
That's what she said.
It's like, I wanted to see more. I wanted to see what he can do. But the movie trailer did a spectacular job of highlighting Bad Bunny to be in this movie. He didn't do shit. He didn't do a damn thing. And I felt like a little misled. I want to see this rapper act and see what he's got, but they didn't deliver on that. And the trailer showed me that he was going to be in this movie. So I do felt a little lied to, a little misled, but I'm not going to turn around and sue them for something like that. I might be a little upset.
Real quick though, is that movie any good though? Because I'm thinking about watching it later.
Oh, you should definitely watch it. Yeah, absolutely, definitely watch it. It surprised the hell out of me. I liked it very much.
Cool. It's funny talking about movies like that. One down, I was very disappointed. Very, very disappointed, and I was looking forward to reaching a little bit back here, The Scorpion King with The Rock.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody made a huge deal about him being in the movie. And I was like, that's pretty cool. I want to check his acting chops. Yeah. This one, he was just pure wrestling, nothing else. He was still pure wrestling. Very first movie
he tried to be in.
So I was like, I want to check this guy out. And everybody was hyping up. You get there. Mm-hmm. He's in the movie for like 2 minutes. And then the rest is in CGI. So I was like, what the hell? You don't see anything. You don't see his acting skills, camera work, nothing. It's him for like 2 minutes, maybe. You see him in the intro, like the maybe midway in the movie. And then the rest of him is CGI.
Actually, the whole movie is with the band. The Mummy 2.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, my bad. That one, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
He played the Scorpion King. Yeah, he was barely in the movie.
You're right, yeah. And that trailer showed The Rock in there. Like, half of the trailer was him, right?
Everybody was hyping it up. How he's going to be in the movie and all that.
Yeah.
I was disappointed with that one.
Here, I'll give you another one. Something a little more recent. Morbius.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That one. Do you remember the trailers? They showed on the wall, like, posters of Spider-Man. And if I'm not mistaken, it was Toby Spider-Man, the OG. He was on that poster, and then it was spray-painted Murderer. So there was a lot of talk, like, oh, Spider-Man's in this? They're going to talk about Spider-Man, this and that. How is it connected to the Spider-Man world? And people went to go watch Morbius to find these answer to these questions. And when I finally watched this movie, none of it was in there. They removed all the Spider-Man references.
Oh, wow.
They did. There was not one mention of Spider-Man. Nothing. Wow. They just 100% lying.
What about
the trailer was completely misleading?
What about the end? Like, they had a little post credits. Did they have anything?
Yeah, they showed some stuff with the Vulture, but they showed that in the trailers. It wasn't even a super cool ending. It was just like, oh, he saved Michael Keaton for the roll credits, the end scene. But he's in a trailer. It's like, okay. That right there, that's some bullshit. It's some bullshit, dude.
Yeah.
But would I sue the Sony Pictures over that? No. I'm not happy about it, but I'm not going to sue them over it.
Yeah. But I can already see this. People are going to take advantage of this so much. Every little chance they get, they're going to try and sue. Every little chance. I know. I can already see it.
Oh, yeah.
I can foresee the future already.
Yeah, dude. It's unfortunate. It's stupid. That's today's world. Some bullshit. So speaking about misleading, lying, dishonesty, let's roll right into today's topic. My kid lied to me. My 4-year-old. He lied to me.
Uh-huh. That was a weird transition.
What do you mean a weird transition? That was an excellent transition.
Well, I was expecting like something like more like big or more dramatic or something. Speaking of lying, deceit, betrayal, my kid lied to me.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now. And it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. My four-year-old, man. My four-year-old lied to me. And I don't know how to deal with it. I mean, I dealt with it, but I don't know if it was the right move or not. You're a father of three boys, nonetheless. I'm sure you've experienced your fair share of lies from your boys.
Every day.
Every day? Wow.
At least once.
Wow. Okay. At least once a day. One from each one? Or like one out of the three?
Two of the three.
Well, that's not good odds for you. That's not good odds. Well, your boys are older than my kid. And your youngest is probably about the same age as my four-year-old, right? Like, you're pretty close there?
He is 5 years.
Five. Okay. So you probably still go through maybe what I'm going through now. He's learning what's right, what's wrong. He knows what a lie is. I know he knows what a lie is. He watches these videos on his tablet, and he listens to these songs that it's about lying, right? And there's a lesson at the end. It's like, oh, don't lie, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, so I know he knows what a lie is. But he still chooses to lie to me. Not huge lies, of course, right? He's 4 years old. What's he going to lie about? But the fact is that he's lying to me. Let me tell you what happened. The most recent lie that he gave to me was just yesterday. He went to the bathroom, and he's going through potty training, right? So he goes to pee in the toilet. Great. He goes by himself now. He's good. When he needs help, he'll call for either me or his mom. So he goes, and then it's been a minute, and I'm like, what the hell is taking him so long? So I wanted to go check on him. So I go over, I open the door, and he's sitting down on the toilet. He's doing his business. That's great. That's cool. Awesome. He's got all that part down. Except for the last part, but he's working on that. He's working on that. But he starts talking to me as I was leaving. He's like, hey, blah, 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 blah. What? So I turn around and I come over, and he's like, oh, something, something, clean up this mess. I'm like, clean up this mess? What are you talking about? I'm looking around. I was like, are you done? He's like, no, but something, something, clean up this mess. And I start looking around. I'm like, why is the floor wet? Why is this? Oh, no. No. He wet the floor. He peed on the floor. My guess is I'm trying to teach him to pee in the toilet. And then if he has to poop, turn around and sit down, and then that way he doesn't make a mess, right? Because he doesn't know how to sit and then kind of maneuver his junk into the ring yet, so he doesn't pee. Got pee strings. Yeah. So basically, that's what I think happened. He sat down, he pissed, and it kind of water fountained out, and it fell on the floor, right? Like, and he wet the floor. So that's what I'm assuming happened. Good times. I see you laughing. So it's a good time. So I'm like asking him, like, oh no, did you pee on the floor? He's like, no. Did you? You did not pee on the floor. Nope. We need to clean up this mess. I'm like, yes, but did you pee on the floor? No. So what is that? Is it water? No. Is it pee? We need to clean up the mess. Is it pee? The mess. Boy, shut the boy. It's like, boy, be quiet. I'm asking you a question. Is it pee? Did you pee on the floor? And I'm starting to get a little upset because he keeps lying to me multiple times to my face.
And he's dodging the question.
Right. Like, it's not even a huge deal, right? Like, and I kind of realized that I felt myself getting hot. I was starting to get a little angry because he kept lying to me. So I kind of calmed down for a minute. I was like, okay. Look, you don't have to lie to me. If you made a mess, if you peed, we will clean it up. It's okay, but don't lie to me. Did you pee? And he says, yes. It's like, okay, don't lie to me. We'll clean this up. And we did. Once he finished, we cleaned it up. We washed up and we're done. But I don't know how to get him to stop lying to me. Like, I know it's going to happen again. Right, like it's inevitable. It's just going to happen. But what do you in your situation? You're father of three. What did I do anything wrong? Should I have done something different? What are your thoughts?
No, he's four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, he's still right. Willow. And you're right, it's going to happen again. Hang on. All right. Yeah, it's going to happen again, like you said. The way I've
with that
I've
smooth, dealt with it, bald head.
I know. It needs to air out. It needs to breathe a little bit. It's a tough one, man. Especially when they're... It's a tough one because they're so young, but at the same time, they know. They know right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've been doing with my middle, I guess, because the young one is still young. I just tell him not to do it. But what I've been doing is been working with my middle is I'll tell you, if there's something that happened and that you don't want to talk to me about because you're afraid you're getting in trouble, or if you lie to me about something, if I ask you a question, you lie to me, and I find out that you lie, your punishment is going to be worse than if you just told me you lied.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell him, like, if I say, did you break this, and you say no, and then I find out that you broke it, you'll be grounded for 2 weeks instead of one. Like that. And he hates that, so he knows. Every time I ask him, he goes, are you going to get mad? He always says that. And I was like, depends. Are you going to lie to me? So he knows now. Yeah. He knows to tell the truth, pretty much. Because, you know, if he lies to me and I find out, the punishment's going to be...
He haggles. I see. He haggles.
Yeah. And that's worked really, really well with him.
Yeah.
So he's got much better at lying. Not lying, sorry. He got much better at not lying. I wonder if he got better at lying.
Not lying. Okay.
He got much better than it works.
Ah, man.
With the little one, that one's a tough one, though. Mm-hmm. But it's repetition. He keeps saying, you don't, you're not supposed to lie. And yes, he does get punishments for lying now. Like if he's playing a video game and he'll lie, I'll just stop the game. Or if he's playing with something and he lies, take it away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all for a short period of time, though. It's not like an all day thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Like back to mine, I guess. The pee on the floor, it wasn't a huge deal. And so, I mean, there was no punishment. I mean, he's still learning how to do things. But the fact that he was lying to me, that's not what I didn't like that. But there was no punishment because I don't feel like he did that on purpose or it's not like he, you know what I mean? It was just an accident. It was an honest accident. So no punishment there. But I feel like, man, like, where is the limit? Like, when it's a big lie, what's the big punishment here? I haven't gotten there yet, so I'm gonna go back to you. What's the biggest lie that, you know, one of your kids has given you?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe, become a bro, and join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos, subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far?
You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it.
We need it.
Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right. All right. All right.
Oh, man. The biggest one. That's a hard one. That really is a hard one. The biggest lie, I would probably say, probably a kid punching somebody.
Okay. So what happened?
I think we're at a birthday, I think. And he was out playing with his friends. And again, he got some sort of scuffle or argument. And one of the kids came back crying because so-and-so hit him, which was my kid, saying that my kid hit him. And the other kid comes over and I got mad at him. I was like, hey, why'd you do that? And he said, no, I didn't do that. And he goes, so why'd he cry? And he's holding his stomach saying you hit him. And he goes, oh, I don't know. And right away I knew he was lying because he does a certain thing with his face and I know he's lying. So I knew he was lying right away. And he kept on it for like 2 days. He kept that lie going. And finally he broke.
Wow.
And he finally caved in and said that the reason he hit him was because the other kid hit him first.
Huh.
But I have no way of confirming that.
Huh.
So I put him in a hard place. Cause
right.
If the reason they put him in a hard place was, number one, I want him to defend himself. So if the kid did actually do something, did something to him, I want to stand up for himself. But number two, at the same time, I don't want to be a bully. I don't want to be labeled as a bully. So it's kind of like, where is that line? You want them to defend themselves, but at the same time, you don't want to be a wuss and let people walk all over him.
Right. No, I agree.
Especially nowadays, people just like offended so easily over everything now. So easily. Yeah. And I remember back in the day when we were younger, close to that age, I got in fights before. But never once was I expelled or called to the principal, nothing. We just let it go, and we took the hits and kept moving. I once got kicked literally in front of my house. In front of my house, I literally got kicked in the face by one kid. What I do, I just sat there, I cried for like 5 minutes because it hurt, and then we up again playing. No parents showed up screaming their head off. No, the cops were not called. Nobody was sued. No one went to the hospital, nothing. Hmm. You'll learn how to take it back then, I guess. I don't know. But I've been in several fights in school. I got in a fight before. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember, almost certain, very similarly. I remember I was at school, and we were in line for something. And, I think I remember. Somebody in the back was pushing. So it was like a domino effect where push, because kids were falling over. And I remember I fell over and tipped some guy in front of me. And the kid turns around and just punches me in the stomach. And I just kind of took it. I was like, I didn't cry or anything, but I did. I remember I was like, whatever, right? Like I showed I was in pain.
Right.
But that was it. Like, I don't know. There was no fight. There was no shouting. There was no just take it. I didn't have a grudge against the kid, or it was what it was.
Now you get hit one time, they had like freaking a candlelight vigil for you.
Oh yeah, can't wait for that day. I'm sure my day's coming.
I never was bullied in school. I was picked on, but I was never bullied. And I've seen some of these.
Isn't it kind of the same?
I think bullying a little more extreme. Bullying is like an everyday thing when you're protected, like afraid to go to school. It's something I think.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Picking on somebody, I was never afraid to go to school. I never expect. Oh, please don't let me go. Again, at times were different.
Also. Yeah.
But yeah, I was never thankful. I never bullied, picked on a couple times. So got over it. It didn't make me a bad person. It didn't traumatize me for life. But let me say, it was different back then. Now people get butthurt over everything.
Oh yeah, I mean, we grew up in the same era. It was the same for me.
Yeah, look at us growing up back in the day when we were younger. Look at the stupid crap we did. We put ourselves in danger on purpose. On purpose, we put ourselves in danger sometimes. Yeah. it was hilarious. Well, what was that? We'd be hanging out at a park really late at night. Nice, dark, secluded park. Late night, Jack in the Box.
There we go. Yeah.
Go catch a movie, the late showings. We'd go to the movies, and then from the movies go to Jack in the Box, and then from Jack in the Box go to the park.
My parents, they were strict, but they didn't know that they weren't really that strict. Does that make sense? Like, they told me, they both worked, so it was mostly me on my own, kind of being the responsible one, which probably not the best choice, but... Yeah, I was the responsible one. And they were, when we lived in apartments, they were like, okay, you can play outside, but don't leave the apartment complex. Don't go past that fence. Don't go past this area. Like, stay in the complex. And I remember that I would hang out with some kids from school. I'd ride my bikes, and they would go past the fence And over the fence, it was like a bank. So there was a big parking lot, and then there was a big tall building there. And the kids would go in behind the building in the empty area back there, and they just ride bikes around and shit. And they weren't doing anything bad, but they were just playing. They were riding the bikes around, you know, doing kid stuff. And I remember specifically one time we were done playing, and me and my younger brother, Josie, we were riding our bikes down the parking lot, getting ready to go home. And here comes my dad's car, just slowly driving by, spots us, and stops. And we're driving by like, oh, shit. We knew we weren't supposed to be there.
You just know, as soon as you see your parents' car, you're like, oh, that's it. We're done. We're good.
Yep. It's a wrap. We were done. I don't remember the end result, but I'm pretty sure I got an ass whooping for being out there. Oh, yeah. Again, different times, different era. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll forget. How old was I? I want to say probably 12 or something like that. But speaking of when you know what your skirt is, I remember we were playing outside and with some friends, and then we had a. It was late. We weren't supposed to be outside. It was getting late dark. But I had a flashlight, and I was just playing with my friends, shining it on like that, whatever. And we were playing, and of course, we were playing in an area we're not supposed to be in. And of course, who comes by? Like, you know, my dad. So I was playing, I still remember to this day how it went down. I was playing, I was flashing, I was going like this, trying to flash the light. I still looked over, and I saw him, and I was like, that's it. Like, hey guys, I just dropped it. I'm done. I dropped it. Whatever.
Oh man. Oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah. He was not very happy.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's awesome.
You know when you just drop all of a sudden, it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. You know what? Back to my kid. So in his room, I put up a little camera, right? I put up a camera so that I can watch them, because whenever his cousins would come over, they'd go play, and then my kid would end up crying. Sometimes the other ones would end up crying. So I got to the point where it's like, okay, I'm gonna put a camera up and I'm gonna see what's going on. And I've caught quite a few things. My kid's in the right, so my kid's in the wrong. Oh yeah. One of the more recent ones, it's just him and his sisters. Okay, so it's both of mine. They're playing, and I hear my daughter crying. My daughter, she's a girl. I've got a daughter. Not three boys. I'm right. I got a girl. Mm-hmm. No penis. There's a girl. So anyways. So they're playing, and I hear her crying. And she comes out crying to the living room, and she's bawling her eyes out. I don't have a clue what the hell she's saying, because she's I don't know what the fuck she's saying. And so so I call my son out, like, what happened? What did you do? I'm kind of giving him the opportunity to tell me what happened, right? Like, in a way, I'm trying to see if he's going to lie to me or not. But I ask him, tell me what happened. Why is she crying? And he's not giving me anything. He's like, oh, playing something, crying. It's like, he's not giving me much to
work with.
So I pull up the camera and I look at the feed and I find exactly where she starts crying. And I saw that he hit her. He had some toy and he just whack, just hit her in the face with it. And then she started crying. She came out. And so this is where the real test comes. And so I pulled this up on the phone and I'm looking at it. I'm like, okay, come out here, boy. And he comes out. He's kind of walking slowly, like, oh shit. That walk. You know the walk. Because he knows he's in trouble. And I'm like, did you hit your sister? No. Did you hit your sister? Yes or no? No.
No.
Like, boy, if you're lying to me, I'm going to spank you, because that's the big one. That's the worst punishment that I give, right? Like, I try not to do it super often, but I'll do it if needed. I need him to learn. Spanking is not the most popular form of punishment these days, but I believe in the system, and that's what I'm going to do when needed and appropriate. Not for every single little thing. Just don't get it twisted, yo. So I threaten him with a spanking. It's like, if you hit your sister, I'm going to be very mad and I'm going to spank you. And I ask him again, did you hit your sister? No. It's like, fuck. All right. So I showed him the phone and I played it for him. When he sees that he hit his sister, he started laughing. He started laughing. And I'm trying very hard not to laugh myself. It makes me laugh that he laughed at the video, right? Like, I know he's not supposed to laugh, but he's laughing, and it made me laugh. But I'm trying super hard not to laugh. And I turned back the serious face. It's like, you hit your sister. Why did you lie to me? And I'm trying to talk to him, trying to get him to understand that lying is not something that I want him to do. And like we kind of went down the list, like, all right, don't lie to me. You need to tell me the truth. You lied to me, and I told you I was going to spank you if you lied to me, so I'm going to spank you. Like, I let him know up front that it's going to happen. And but he kind of like, okay, he accepted it. He's a smart kid. He's not dumb. He knows, right? You know, I'm not gonna back down. I told him I was going to do it, and well, kind of had to do it. So I gave him a smack on the ass, and not hard enough to leave a bruise or anything. Of course, it's just the spank you would give a 4-year-old, right? Just whack. And he cries. He overreacts over everything. I'll smack him in the hand. So, of course, he overreacted on me. He always does that. That's normal for him. But I gave him a smack, and he yelled like there's no tomorrow, and then he ran off to his room. And yeah, it sucks. It's tough.
It does.
Fucking sucks. It does, I don't want him to lie to me.
And people have their own techniques. If it works for you, it works. That's the way I see it. People have their own techniques.
You're not a spanker, right? If you were in the same situation, what would have you done? What would you have done?
Like
in your home, your boys were playing. They got into, let's say, the oldest one hit the middle one, and he denied it straight to your face. But you have the video evidence. What would you do?
I'm not a big spanker. Would I do it eventually? Well, maybe. But I'm not really big on the whole spanking thing. Hey, if someone else does it, and I guess the kid, they get things straight, by all means, have at it. It's just not something I do a lot of. Mm-hmm. But I don't judge anybody else that does it, because I've been in that position. I know what it feels like. So I wouldn't judge anybody else to do that. Now, the way I probably would have handled it would have been a little different once I found out.
Okay.
Are you talking about the toy hitting or the toy hitting or the other thing? The lion part?
Well, I guess both.
Okay. Number one.
Yeah, both. Well, I mean, I think they go hand in hand.
When she got hit, I'll find out what happened. And have her tell me who did it. I would chase down the culprit. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely remove them from any kind of fun they might be having. Mm-hmm. Playing a game, or playing with their friends, brothers, whatever. Remove from there. Number one, if you're going to talk to him, he's not going to listen to you if you're in the room. He's not going to see the TV doll. He's not listening to you if his brothers are peeking around the corner and look at him. He's not going to talk to you. If you want to talk to him, he needs to be in a quiet, more relaxed, where he can focus on you.
Mm-hmm.
At least with my cat, the way it is. I don't know if he has ADHD or whatever, but if you want him to pay attention, you cannot have distraction around him. So whenever I have a serious talk, the TV comes off. That's just the one thing for sure.
Yeah.
But the way I want to handle it was, I would have got mad, and I would have taken the responsible to take them out. And I could do one of two things. I could either go ahead and just punish him by taking stuff away, or I could have said, hey, you're done playing. You're going to sit here with me now. That's the way I want to handle it. One of those situations. Like, if you're not going to play nice to everybody else, you're not going to play at all.
I've tried some of that before as well. Like whenever they're fighting and they end up crying, they can't share, they can't play with their toys together, right? Like they just can't. My daughter will play with some dinosaur and then he wants to play with the dinosaur, so they start fighting for the dinosaur. But it's his dinosaur. It's like, okay, she had it first, let him play with it, and then he'll bawl, he'll cry his eyes out. It's like, all right, you're done. Come sit down. And I'll make him come sit down on the couch next to me. And he'll be on there for half an hour or something. And then I'll eventually let him back out and go play. You know, and of course, I'll watch them and I'll try to.
Very similar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you're saying is very similar to.
Yeah. So, I mean.
To what I did.
I don't know. I think that I decided to spank him in that situation because it wasn't a fight, but he did hit her. And I kind of want him to understand that hitting doesn't feel good. Like, I don't want him to be hitting other people when he does go to school. I don't want him to be hitting other kids.
Right.
And that's the reason why I did that. But when it's other things where it's not based on hitting, I'll probably do things like you just said, like I'll take him away or I'll take away toys or, you know what I mean? Like it's, I think that's part of the reason. Yeah.
Okay.
But honestly, I don't know if I'm going to do the whole grounding thing. Like I was never grounded as a kid. I always got my ass whooped for everything, anything and everything. That was me. But that's not what I want to do. I don't know if I'm going to do the whole grounding thing. I don't know if that really works or not. Like, I just don't know. I have zero experience with that.
You never grounded as a kid?
Never. Not once.
Wow. Okay.
I have zero experience with being grounded. Like, yeah, like my parents did not know the definition of being grounded. No.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Me, I wasn't grounded very much. If I remember correctly, mm-hmm. I may have been grounded maybe two times or three.
Okay. Not very often either.
No. But then my mom was actually the strict one in the family. So sometimes my punishment would be like to do the work, like to do extra work. Like help in the backyard or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you do the grounding. I mean, do you feel like that works for you? Or are you experimenting with it? Or
what I've noticed, I got to find out why it's happening. When I do the grounding, I do it. But it feels like it's more of a temporary fix. Like, let's say you commit a crime, you go to jail, and you get out, and you do the same thing over again. That's kind of what it feels like with the jail thing sometimes.
That makes sense.
You're in there because you commit a felony, whatever, and now you're out, but you're free now. You know, whatever you want to go.
Right.
But they go out there and the same thing again. Let's say I had a daughter. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact that I would be like super overly protective over her, to the point where I'd probably have bars in the window. You're not going anywhere. You're not sneaking out or nothing. No one's coming in or out of that out of the room. Oh, no, I think I'd be a little overly protective of her. She'd probably hate it.
I feel like I'm going to be more protective of her when she gets older. Obviously, she's a girl. She's a female. So there's extra precautions to take. But right now, while they're young, I guess, I don't know, man. I guess I'm just going to keep trying different things. See what sticks. See what works. We'll figure it out.
It's pretty much all a trial and error thing.
See what happens. Yeah, there's no definitive answer. There's not.
Parenting is confusing.
Right on. Right on.
It's awesome.
And if anything, very confusing. Yeah. That's the kind of shit that you're going to get here with us. BB and CK. Real talk. Real situations, real shit.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
That's real as it gets. That's real.
100% real.
Raw.
Raw. Shit. Mail, motherfucker.
Oh, did you hear that? CK, it's time. The mail is here. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. Give
here
it to
it
me.
Comes. Here it
Give
comes.
Give it to me. Come on.
The mail is here. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to shoot. Yell or scream.
Yell.
Yell mail.
Well, CK, it's been a minute since we've read some mail on the air. So?
It has been. Has been.
First one of 2023. Bringing it back.
5 feet high.
Oh, it's out there. It's out there. It's so high. So damn high, dude. But we can only read a small amount now. Okay. But we'll get to it. We'll get to that mail. Don't you worry about that. Okay. We'll get there.
All right. All right. All right.
So.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
This one is from a first name, Sukma. Last name, Cock. Sukma Cock. And this one says, Dear CK, what's the most embarrassing thing your parents have caught you doing?
I'm trying to think of which one to say.
You got choices. You got choices. Okay.
Can it be a tie?
Yes.
I'm pretending I don't see your hand.
Well, okay. You said it's a tie.
I can very thankfully and confidently say no. But
uh-huh.
It did catch me once pretending or practicing my cursing in the mirror.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, you can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
Wow. Okay. All right. I can't even imagine.
I used to have a little tiny recorder, very old school, come little cassette and everything. I'd walk around, you know, recording, doing dumb stuff with it. And one day I was like, huh, let me see what I sound like when I curse. So first I went to my room, I went under my sheets to record it, thinking no one would hear me. So I recorded there, and I say stuff that makes no sense. Then I got out of there, and then I went to the bathroom. And I closed, I thought I locked it. So when I went to close the door, it didn't close away, and it kind of like, when I pushed it, it still opened back up.
Oh, no.
Like a little. So while I'm in there going off on the recording, the door is slowly starting to slide or open up into the bathroom without me noticing. So after I'm done pretty much going off, I look to the side and I see my parents there looking at me.
Both of them?
Both of them, yes.
You know that one of them caught you and they were like, hey, come here, come check this out.
My dad just looks at me and goes, give me the recorder. Give it to him. I'm like,
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I gotta know. What were you saying in the mirror?
I don't know. I was going off. It was my first time really like cussing, so it didn't really make sense. And I still remember one phrase one of the things that I would say was, I mean, I still remember it clearly. And again, I just made no sense to me. So and the very first one that I did, I would go underneath the cover. Remember that one? I would make sure when I go. And I pressed record. And the very first one I said was, fuck you, bitch hole.
All right. Yeah. I would feel insulted. Yeah, very much so.
That was hard to say and very embarrassing to say. But that was the very first one that came out, and it was followed by tons of others that made no sense either. But to me, that sounded awesome.
Jesus. Well, I mean, you're saying things like bitch hole. Yeah. Of course you're awesome.
No, yeah. Forget asshole. You're a bitch hole. It's worse.
Yeah, that does sound worse. Oh, wow. You said there was a tie between bitch hole and some other embarrassing story that you got. Yeah,
this one was way different. This was when I thought I was home alone. Well, I mean, I was home alone, but they came home without me knowing.
Yeah.
They walked in. My parents, geez, again with them. No. There we go. No.
Okay.
What I what they walked in me. I didn't know they had come back already, but they walked into me in the middle of me doing a cooking show.
A cooking show. All right. Okay.
I was actually cooking something. And dude, I remember I went out for this one. I had pans out. I literally had a camera out. I remember putting it on the table. I didn't like it. So then I grabbed the pan, turned the pan upside down, put the camera on top of the pan. Must be the angle.
Fantastic.
And I literally sat there, explained what I'm going to do as I'm doing it. And yeah, I did an entire cooking show. Yeah, until they walked in.
Whole cooking show. How does that even... You were so enthralled into the camera, you didn't see them come in? That just...
No, the way... Well, the funny thing is, I know them with my dad. Whenever he catches me doing stupid stuff, he was always at a loss for words. it was so weird that he had, nothing to say, really. Because you're not doing anything bad, but...
Right.
You're caught doing something stupid, though. And I even asked him, I said, how come he doesn't say anything? And he goes, what do you want me to say about that kind of stuff?
Oh, jeez. Wow. All right. Okay. So no words from dad. What about mom? She had to add something to say.
My mom was always something followed by a head shake, like disappointed. But it was always funny because the way she would say it wasn't like she was surprised when she was there. Like it was a normal thing almost. Because you would think you walk in and you're like, what are you doing? Or something like that, right? Like, this is crazy. No, she's like, make sure you put all the pans away.
Wow. All right. So, in a way, that was the precursor to CK's podcast many years in the future. And you were practicing.
Practicing. It was basically foreshadowing.
You're a pioneer of your age. Pioneer of your time. There you go. At a cooking show.
No, we'll say 10.
All right, yeah. Fantastic.
What else do you got?
Well, thank you, Sukma Kok. That was a good question.
Yes.
We have another email here.
Ooh.
This one is from Finn. Last name, Gurer. Finn Gurer. Finn Gurer. Yeah?
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Dear Crazy Cat, of the people in this room, who would you feel most comfortable with naked?
There's only two people in this room. Oh, thank God, my wife walked in. My wife.
No, she's not there. I don't see her.
Yeah, she's not over there.
No, she's not there. No, I don't think so. No, she's.
No, she's right. There.
Me, buddy. It's you and me.
Come over here.
It's you and me. It's you and me.
Come here.
She ain't there. She ain't there.
Oh, see? No. She's tapping my shoulder. Thank you. Thank you.
She's. Oh, right. Yeah, she's.
Thank you. Look at that. So she can't keep her hand off me. Mm-hmm. Can't keep her hand off me. Thank you.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, that's... Okay. Might need to work on your green screen a little bit, but... Just a tad bit. Just a tad bit. So, Finn, I think the answer is quite clear. The answer is me. The answer is me.
No, I would actually probably...
am comfortable naked with me.
I'm going to go with option B, which is kill myself.
Option BB. Yeah, there we go. You said double B, BB, that'd be me. Good answer. Good answer. There we go. Good answer. Cool. So, thank you, Finn. Finn, that was a great question. Excellent question. This one is, I'm not sure what ethnicity this person is, but first name is Sofa. Last name is King. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Uh-huh. Sofa King.
Sofa King. Oh!
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And a drink.
Sofa wants to know. Dear Gato.
Gato?
What's Gato? The biggest lie? What's the biggest lie you've ever told without getting caught?
Ooh.
They are out for blood today, huh?
In high school, this girl that I had a crush on.
Okay.
For almost an entire year, I had her believing that I owned a Mustang GT.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And for the whole year, I only had an excuse of why I didn't have it with me. And she believed it.
Did you have a flat tire for a full year?
I had a couple of matches throughout the year.
Okay.
I had a flat tire. Remember I had a lot of water pump issues. There was definitely a lot of spark plug problems, engine problems, batteries. I don't know, I went to like 50 batteries in a year. Mm-hmm. Tire problems, mm-hmm. alignment problems, steering column. One of them was I had to take it to have it professionally cleaned because someone ended up puking the back seats. Yeah, it went through a lot of problems. Let's just say all the money I would have put into fixing all those problems because you got a brand new car.
Wow, you're really putting Ford in a horrible spot there. That girl was like, I'm never buying Ford. They are horrible. They build horrible cars. Wow. Okay. All right.
That was great.
I thought you were going to say that you asked this girl out that you thought I had a crush on and you never told me about it.
Did I do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. You literally just told me about this like 2 weeks ago. There was a girl in our home study room.
Oh, yes. I remember. What about her, though?
Yeah, as I recall, you just told me this truth a couple weeks ago. You thought that I had a crush on her, but you had the crush, and you asked out, but you didn't tell me that you asked her out because you thought I had a crush on her.
I knew you liked her, but I didn't know you had a crush on her.
Uh-huh. Isn't that the same thing?
No, because shit, I like you, but I don't have a crush on you.
We both know that's a lie. All right, okay.
Sorry, dude. I sat right next to her. It was too easy.
Too easy.
She borrowed my jacket like every day.
She did. She did. I do remember that. I do remember that. Oh, you would always smell the jacket after you, like.
Oh, every time. Every time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I said, yeah. As soon as she took it off, I put it right on me right away. I put that sucker on and go. Yeah.
Oh. I see. And then go. How did that date go again?
Pretty well.
The date? Well.
It's pretty well.
Uh-huh.
What can I say, dude? She, I don't know. She wanted a little bit of Wonder Bread with her soul food. I don't know.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, as I recall, nothing came out of that. There was a one date.
Unfortunately.
Done.
Unfortunately, no. Nothing came out of it.
Uh-huh,
I literally have not talked to that person in probably a couple of years.
Couple of years. All right. Well, this was like, because that'd be like 15 years ago, by the way. Maybe. Yeah.
Although, the cool thing was after the date, like nothing, like that even happened. We're just talking and everything normal.
I see.
So honestly, dude, it was like it never even happened. I know that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, nothing came out of it, so probably
not. Yeah, probably not. But yeah.
Yeah.
I was too much. I was too much of a thug.
I'm sure that was it. That was what it was.
Yeah.
And then, you never told me about it, until a couple weeks ago. So, like 15 years later.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that important.
It really wasn't. Because, I didn't like her the way you thought that I did.
Right.
Right. But, you didn't know that.
Besides, you and her, tacos and gravy and grits don't go together.
I mean, it could. It could. I can force it down. Little by little, I'm going to be unraveling all your little secrets. All your little secrets. Little by little. Inch by inch.
You don't have any more secrets. You know nothing.
Ah, man.
You know nothing of my life.
Well, that was a good question, Sofa King.
Okay, one more.
Thank you. Thank you for unraveling that.
Sure. Can you give me one more? We're good to go. Dig all the way in there, nice and deep, and grab the best one. Go all the way in there. Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Get the one nice and warm.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Ooh. There we go. Okay. All right. I got one for you. This one comes from...
I'm a little tired. I think we should call it good.
What? No. We're good. We got time.
Let's do it.
All right. So this one is from first name Rhea, last name Bound. Rhea Bound. Rhea wants to know.
Rebound? Dear...
Rhea. Rhea. Rhea Bound.
Rhea Bound.
Rhea. She wants to know. Yes. Dear CK, what sexual milestone has been the most memorable for you so far? Looking around, okay. Making sure the wife's not there, okay. Correct.
She's out there.
She's out there, okay.
I would say doing it in 4 different states at one time.
What the shit? Doing it in 4 different states at the same time?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
Exactly what it sounds like. Literally exactly what it sounds like.
But it sounds like, I don't know, you're in that one corner spot where 4 different states meet.
Exactly.
You had 1 foot in Connecticut, the other foot in, I don't know, she had 1 arm in New York and the other arm in New Jersey. Something. What? Maps. I don't fucking know. That's what it sounds like you're doing.
It's exactly what it is.
Are you kidding me? Bullshit.
No, you nailed it. Exactly it.
You're what, like on a map on the floor, like you're playing Twister or something?
It basically was. It really was. You had like 1 foot on one state, 1 foot the other, and then you have 2 hands. Yeah, 1 hand on one and the other.
Wow, that's actually impressive. That's it. That, bravo, sir. Bravo.
Not good, though. You're in a lot of trouble. Like legal trouble.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
But it was still worth it. I can actually tell people that.
Yeah, I would. I would. And that's bravo. Bravo, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And according to the cops.
You got caught by the cops?
Oh, yeah. 2 of them.
Oh,
according to them, though, that happens a lot.
Nuh-uh.
Shit you not.
Wow.
And you said almost every day they catch somebody trying.
Wow. That's...
Honestly, these guys were like, they were cops, but they were like the funniest cops ever. Because they even said that we got farther than most people do.
Wow. That's hilarious. Wow. Where is this place?
This is always in the middle of nowhere. I don't remember how we got there. Because I wasn't the one driving mainly.
Okay.
But I do know that we ended up stopping somewhere and we walked a pretty good distance to where that is. The whole point was just to stand there and take pictures or whatever.
Right, right.
But it was so dark, so quiet. No one was really out there. There were a couple of lights out there, but not much. So we said, fuck it, let's do it, see what happens. I mean, when are you going to get the chance again? When can you get that chance? Do you
remember what states?
No. We had planned a trip to Colorado around that time, but I don't think Colorado was one of them.
We're going to have to pull out a map and set the routes that you took. We'll figure this out. We're going to figure this out.
Let's just say you could do it, but you have to like really spread yourself out there.
Good to know. Good to know. That's all right. Yeah. Again, bravo, sir. Bravo.
Oh, wow. Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico.
All right.
Utah.
And Utah. Wow.
I wonder how far it is from you.
That is really out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that is in the middle of nowhere, man.
Looks like there's a monument there, the Four Corners Monument.
That's way different than what it used to look like when I went. Yeah, they made it different.
I'm pretty sure you weren't looking at the sights.
First of all, they didn't have any, I don't know what you're looking at, but they didn't have those ramps and stuff there before.
Oh, I see.
They didn't have that. They didn't have nothing before. It was very plain.
Huh.
I mean, of course, this was freaking years and years ago.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking at the Google Maps. It looks like more touristy. Looks like a pit stop.
During the daytime, I'm sure a lot of people there.
Yeah.
But during nighttime, there was hardly anybody. That's a little more creepy, actually.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Because there's just one light that shines on the thing.
Good to know. Good to know. I might be planning a trip out there.
It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
You can do whatever you want to say you did it. You did it all in four states.
Yes. Rhea, thank you. Rhea Brown, thank you for that question. Excellent. Added something to my bucket list. Thank you. Well, CK, it's been fun, but it is now time to close down.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I had fun. Thank you for joining me. And you should go visit www.bsafiles.com. You'll listen to all our prior episodes. Season 1, it's a hilarious take. Hilarious. That's us growing as a podcast. That's us figuring out how things work. I mean, we're still figuring how things work, right? But it's version 1. We're in version 2 now. And yeah, things are a little smoother now, a little more organized. Don't judge us too harshly. Don't judge us too harshly.
Exactly. We could say that.
We still have some good stuff there. You should definitely go check it out. And we're also on Patreon at the ASF Files, where we have a lot of bloopers. I'm telling you, bloopers galore. I was listening to some yesterday. Dude. It's a good laugh. It's worth listening to. Go check us out. And they should also check us out on social media. CK, where can they find us?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the Tickety Talk, also known as TikTok, at the Files. Also, if you'd like to drop me a line personally, and I mean personally.
How you do? Very personal.
Feel free to hit me up, crazycat, at sfl.com, where you can drop me a line, comment about something, or just chit-chat, or want to get something off your chest. Hit me up. I'm pretty good at answering. So I do check it every day. And every day the haystack gets bigger and bigger as it blows by. But I think it's going to be all right.
And you can email me at brothersbird@thesfls.com. I'm not going to do any sex requests. No, you can email CK for that one. I want your questions and stuff. I'm not going to do
any sex anyway. I'll take it anywhere you can get it. Yeah.
And you can also listen to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Yes, we are on Pandora. Also listen to us on YouTube. Live video. Yes. Check out CK's head. It's so smooth and shiny. I can see his wife in the reflection of his head. It's great. It's great. She's just standing there, like, with her arms crossed. Hurry the fuck up! Like, it's great. You should come check her out. Come check it out. You see the silhouette on his head. It's great. And... Ah, yeah. It's a good time. Come check us out. Give us a 5-star review. Like, subscribe, follow, give us the works. We really appreciate it. It helps the algorithm, and it'll help discover the show, and that would be awesome.
Again, as always, thank you guys for hanging out with us, going through this wonderful journey with plenty more to come. Higgity.
This is Blaze Bird signing out.
CK saying, catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the next
one. Peace.
This just in, after some dedicated and tireless deep searching of the web, I have uncovered the Holy Grail. I have found and resurfaced CK's opening to his cooking show. And now, for the very first time, BB and CK proudly presents to you Cooking with CK.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Crazy Cat. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Cooking show. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Not doing anything bad. Make sure you put all the pans away. Bitch hole.